Our next speaker is Paul Arzagasti. Please forgive me if I pronounce your name incorrectly. And the title of his presentation is Evaluation of Climate-Based Controllers for Landscape Irrigation. Paul.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Paul Arzagasti. I'm from Bolivia. And along with Dr. Kelly Cobb, we are developing this research project that is the evaluation of climate-based controllers for landscape irrigation. Well, we need to understand first that why water conservation is an important issue. 96.9 million of cubic meters of water are consumed daily here in the U.S. 30% of that is out of use, and 80% of that, 29.1 million cubic meters of water, is what we apply to our lawns. So if you want to know, or if you want to compare, do a comparison of that amount of water that we use every day, it will be like 16 times the volume of the Twin Towers that, well, are not here anymore, but that's the amount of water that we apply every day here in the U.S. to our lawns. So there is a lot of water, and there is a need for conserve the water. In Utah, the water is a limited resource. It's the second most arid state in the country, and it's also one of the fastest growing in the nation. So there is a huge potential here to conserve water, especially in those areas that are being developed. There are so many different ways that we can conserve water, and so many different technologies and actions that are being developed. Some of them are the usage of water-wise plants, doing landscape water audits, increasing the irrigation uniformity in these landscapes. And in terms of products, we have high uniformity sprinklers, drip irrigation systems, and we also have smart controllers, which is where we're focusing our study on. And between those smart controllers, we have two different kinds, we will say. One are the climate-based controllers, and the other kind will be the soil moisture sensor controllers. Our research is going to be based on climate-based controllers. These climate-based controls, what they basically do, measure the depletion of available plant soil moisture in order to operate an irrigation system. In other words, we'll measure how much water the plants need, and it will apply it when it needed. And for that, for these climate-based controllers, these controllers will need two groups of data, or that I would like to call it weather data, where, you know, it's going to have wind speed, temperature, radiation, and also you have to include the site condition data like soil type, plant type, sprinkle type, and slope, and some other factors. These controllers also measure ET, The irrigation will be based on the ET. So to calculate the ET, some of the controllers will use these two different equations that you all might know. The Penman-Motit, as you can tell, it's a very complicated equation that requires a lot of measurement, whereas the Hargreaves equation with temperature max and mean and an average, you could calculate the ET, and also, you know, knowing where the area is. So these controllers are using these two different equations. So will there be any difference in the usage of these two different equations? The Irrigation Association, along with the irrigation industry, created the Smart Water Application Technologies Program, which is in charge of collecting these new technologies that are coming out to conserve water and testing them in a lab. And so we decided to take this testing information that they're doing in the lab and try to recreate it in the field. As you can tell, they have different conditions in the lab, and the ones that are highlighted in green are the ones that we are replicating in the field. Like, we have different types of vegetation, we have different types of irrigation systems, and different precipitation rates and everything. So we're trying to recreate this in the field and see if there's going to be any differences. So this experiment will explore the effects of four different climate-based irrigation controller systems using two different technologies. And these two different technologies are controllers that have an on-site sensor and controllers that are using a PAGIC signal to reach weather data from the closest weather station. The general objective of this research is determine whether different climate-based irrigation controllers will achieve different levels of water conservation without negatively impacting the landscape quality. And some of the specific is like quantify the amount of water that we're going to save with these smart controllers. We want to determine if there is any level of drought stress in the plants. And also, we want to evaluate the plant quality, which is, for some of you which are working with crops, your yield is your determination of if your method is efficient or not. In our case, quality is our yield, or quality will tell us if the method that we're using is successful or not. The location, we're located in Logan in the research experiment station, which is called Greenville Farm. We have a 930-meter square plot that is divided in 20 small plots of turf grass and ornamentals. We're trying to recreate how it will be in the real life. How the landscapes look like. So, and as most of you know, usually we have like a big area of turf grass, and then also we have a small planting bed with some ornamentals. And this is what we're doing also with our small plots. We have Kentucky bluegrass, which is, we're using a grass that is using, it's considered a grass that will use a lot of water, and also some of the ornamentals that we're using are also high water usage. So we want to use those plants because we want to really see if there's going to be any impact on stress, or we want to see if there is any stress in these plants. And it's also, so those are the plants that we mostly use because they are more colorful and people like the most. We didn't measure all these factors for all the plants. We measure for burning bush and peony, some of the parameters, and also for the turf, which we will see later. We have, as we say, we have four treatments. Rainbird, which is a controller that uses the technology of paging signals, so it will take the signal from the closest weather station, which is located in the same research experiment station. Hunter and Weathermatic are also the two weather smart controllers that they use on-site weather stations. There is not a lot of information that these companies provide us in terms of what is the technology that we're using. But we've done some research, and we know that Weathermatic is using the Hargreaves equation and Hunter, the Penman-Monteith. Although these equations most of the time are modified, and the company modify and put their own coefficients to have a different calculation of ET. So there is no way to calculate exactly what's the way that they're calculating ET. So the only way to say if the method is working or not is just like looking at the results that we are obtaining. And also we have a controller that is basically programmed to irrigate according to the recommendations according to the recommendations that is required for landscapes in Utah. So this is a complete randomized block design. We have four treatments and five different blocks. We are measuring the amount that's being applied, we have flow meters that are measuring the amount that is being applied on each of the plots. Each plot, and by that I mean the turf, it's considered, it has their own water meter, and also the planting bed has their own water meter. We also measure soil moisture or volumetric water content daily. And then in terms of plant growth and quality, we measure, we've done some quality readings in the plants, stomach conductance and water potential. So are we saving water? Are there any difference in water consumption? We can see in the graph, I have to mention that WTM goes for Wetmatic, RBR for Rainbeer, HTR for Hunter, and CTRL for Control. So those are the four different treatments we have. And as we can see, the control plot is the one that is applying most of the water. And then we have Rainbeer and Hunter, and then Wetmatic, which is significantly different than the rest of the treatments that is applying the least amount of water. And this is overall water consumption. Then we also measure the soil moisture, and as you can tell, also we have significant differences in some of the specific days. The control plot is, you can see a tendency to be on top of the rest of the treatments because that's that is receiving the most amount of water. And this is in turf grass. And also in the ornamental, the planting bed, we also see the same effect. The control plot will show significant different than the rest of the plots. Although in some days, for example, in the day number 336, we see that, which is the first column, we see that Wetmatic is showing a significant difference between the rest of the treatments, meaning that there is a less amount of water there than the rest of the plots. Although the tendency is to be the treatments will, the Wetmatic, Rainbeer, and Hunter will be the same. In terms of surface temperature, and there is something I have to mention here, we see that it's some tendency that the Rainbeer treatment is showing the lowest levels of the highest levels of turf and surface temperature. And this is because we have different controllers that are programmed in different ways, and the Rainbeer is applying water only once a week, whereas the rest of the controllers are applying water every day, but they are modifying their timing. So there is less water that being applied, but they're applying every day, whereas the Rainbeer will apply just once or twice during the week. And that will somehow affect the quality of the turf, and then also the surface temperature will be a little bit higher than the rest. We didn't find any significant difference in water potential, neither in stomatal conductance, in the burning bush, and the peonia. And in terms of quality, on the turf grass, we can see that the control plots are showing a tendency to be higher than the rest of the plots. Although we have a number 6 there with a line saying that we consider that numbers above 6 are considered to be acceptable in terms of quality. In terms of quality for the burning bush, we didn't find any significant differences in most of the days. The day number 241, although we've seen some significant differences in the Rainbeer treatment compared to the rest of the ones. The quality for the peonia either, we didn't find any significant differences in the different treatments. And so another thing that I have to mention is these are preliminary results. We've been through different problems through the project, and we were able to start collecting data in the middle of the season So these are preliminary results, although we still have some significant differences. And we have significant differences in water application. As I mentioned, the control plots is significantly higher than the rest of the treatments. We also found significant differences in soil moisture on specific days, and there is a tendency that the control plots will have the highest values. There are no significant differences in stomatal conductance and water potential, and these are measurements of stress. And in terms of quality, we didn't find any significant differences, although there is a tendency that the control plot is showing a little bit of higher quality than the rest of the plots. So this is my project, and thank you so much for your attention.
Thank you.